lots of guys and dolls. Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 1st of September. The 1st of September, the summer months have finished, I think. September, I believe, is in the winter months. Quote me if I'm wrong, but it's definitely cooler. It's getting cooler. And the darker nights are going to start coming. For us in England, not for you, like all in your Barbados's, in your Australias and your Americas, where you got all year round sunshine, 330 days of sunshine a year. We get the opposite. We get 330 days of rain. But we got it's good. I like the autumn because it's the time to get your coat on. And I like coats. I like jackets. I like wearing clothes. But there's one thing about being in somewhere really, really hot. You just have to wear shorts all the time. Shorts and T-shirt. Gets a bit boring. Need a bit of a mix-up. Need a bit of a change. I think I know one Australian friend of mine. He only had one jumper. That was it. And he only used to wear it for about 1 week of the year. He'd find it. One, like, big woolly jumper. And as he wouldn't need a coat. So, you know. But then you got all the lifestyle you haven't you? We're all indoors and having to. We got the fires. We got the indoor scene set up. We got fireplace, cosy pubs. We've got it going on. You got the outdoors all set up. You got the surfing. The fucking, surfing dogs. Beautiful bikinis. Surf shorts. You got all that down. We look like a fucking a frog out of water. Trying to do that scene in Australia, but then you do the same over here. I'm talking about Australians now and Americans, all that. An American tourist. We all look shit as tourists. We all look ridiculous as tourists. If you've seen an American tourist in England, he's got like, it's stereotypical. Don't feel offended if you're listening and you're not this guy, but he's a guy with his camera around his chest on a big long strap. He's got khaki shorts on. He's got like a what's it called? An American flag on his T-shirt, on his white T-shirt. His socks pulled up to his knees with sandals on and a bum bag around his waist. That's your stereotypical American tourist taking photos outside Buckingham Palace. Whereas a stereotypical English tourist in Australia is getting fucking saved in the surf because he thinks he can surf after being one day in Bondi Beach. And he has to be saved by the rescue team because he's drowning after his surfboard fucking smashed him around the head and he hasn't got a clue where he is and what he's doing. That's a stereotypical English guy. And an Australian, the stereotypical Australian guy is pissed out his brains with a mullet, a vest on, a mullet, and his shorts and sandals, no matter what the fucking temperature. He's just, he's giving it that. He's so, like, used to wearing those clothes. That's all he's got. I'm kidding. So don't be offended. I'm more into offending me and my own than you. You're my only listener. You're my only one Kenobi. You're my only hope. Keep listening. Don't forget to tell everybody else in some of these small towns, wherever you are. Anyway, we're supposed to be doing the news. It's because I've had the weekend. It's been a bank holiday weekend. The weekend has been the Mods and the Rockers came to Brighton. The Mods and the Rockers came with the scooters and all their fancy suits and their clothes and everything. Bang on. Really good. I got so excited. I went and bought some mud clothes myself. So I'm going to be looking cool, even if I only don't go out and just sit in the house wearing them. I'm going to look cool in the house. Let's get on to what's going on. Stop talking about me for a change. Where was it going? Oh, Tesco's have been accused of sexualising children's dolls after they found a doll. It must be in the wrong. This must be in the wrong. They must have ordered the wrong thing because it's a doll, and it's when they opened it up, the dad who bought it for his daughter opened it up and pulled out the doll, and the doll's wearing suspenders and stockings and all like sexy kind of lingerie. And it's a kid's doll. It's meant to be. That looks like something that fucking, you know, some bloke would buy just to play with. You know, like these guys who've got them girlfriends that are the real, what's it called? Not blow-up dolls. They've got them real sort of prosthetic looking dolls now, aren't they? Real sort of real. This looks like something that will tide him over. A little kid's doll that he can put in his bed with him. Just, you know, as a... companion or something, you know, where a kid goes to bed with his teddy bear. It looks like one of them, not a kid. A kid shouldn't be going to bed with it, so it is a bit weird. I mean, I don't know. Because kids are going to get it. It's got lipstick on, it's got all that. So, I don't know. I haven't got kids to have an opinion too strong on that. But I imagine it would be a bit of a faux pas at the very least. Just don't buy it. That's the way. I mean, if it says that's what it is on the box and you bought it, it's your fault, isn't it? Just don't buy it. You know, what you buy for your kids, now it's your fault. It's like buying a fucking, going into a sex shop and buying a dildo. If you give that to your kid, obviously you wouldn't, but if you did, it'd be your fault. So just assume that doll is in the wrong section and don't touch it. I think his point was that it didn't have any, what's it called, any indication on the box. Another thing people are getting in the fucking, their knickers in a twist and their hair in a twist as well, is because Adele, the singer Adele, was going, was in Barbados, I think she is, or she's somewhere, and she dressed up for Notting Hill Carnival, because Notting Hill Carnival hasn't gone ahead, so lots of people have done loads of things online, and she dressed up, she had a Jamaican bikini bra on, and she had her hair put into cornrows, I think it is, or what are they called, what's the hairstyle? What's the fucking hairstyle called? Bantu knots, not cornrows. Bantu knots, she's got, and there's a lot of people getting on the back, giving her shit because they're saying it's cultural appropriation. She's trying to dress and have her hair like a black person's hair, and what she thinks she's doing, stealing black people's hairstyles. That's just fucking bollocks. I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you my opinion, and that is, it's a fucking hairstyle. It's anybody's hairstyle. It doesn't belong to anybody. The same way a black lady having straightening her hair and having pink hair or dyeing her hair blonde, as some people do, it doesn't belong to anybody. Anybody can do what they like with their hair. It's not, you know, she's got like Bantu knots because she thinks it looks good. If I want to fucking grow dreadlocks tomorrow, I won't. I probably couldn't. But if I wanted to, I am and I will. You can't stop me, and it's a hairstyle. It doesn't belong to anybody. Okay, it's part of the Rastafarians thing. White people might want to become a Rastafarian. Who's to say that's not possible? There are white people who do grow their hair like dreadlocks, but they're not Rastafarians. They go and become hippies, don't they? And they like the look. So unfortunately, you don't own it, and you got a patent on it or something like that. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you got to take offence where offence is meant. And there's no offence meant. She's having fun. And to prove them, my point, there's a load of black people like David Lammy, Naomi Campbell and other people coming out to support it because saying, why can't she? She's dressing up for Notting Hill Carnival the way everybody does. It's part of the fucking atmosphere. It's carnival and everybody dresses and gets in the mood. So, yeah. Sorry, if you're going to start fucking moaning about where there is no offence, then when something comes along where it is offensive, people will be... They'll be numb to it because you've offended over fuck you. You've drawn too many lines, and now everybody don't know what the fuck's going on and where the lines are, and all they've just had enough. So they'll just, it waters it down where there is offence. Anyway, let's move on. Anyway, if you got an opinion, don't tell me. Send it out on the. I told you, put it out on a fucking carrier pigeon, and I'll give you my address. And it's not going to be here. It's going to fly to somewhere where nobody gives a shit. Homes are being invaded by vampire bedbugs, which are feasting on people's blood as they sleep. Nice. How about that? Pest controllers were unable to keep the creepy crawlies at bay during lockdown as they could not go out on jobs and enter homes. So the infestation. So if you're waking up with a load of fucking bites all over you, you've got vampire bedbugs. Imagine that. That's disgusting. Bedbugs are disgusting enough as it is, because if you look at the... some of them videos you can get where it's all fine, very small microscopic videos, you can see the bed bugs eating your dead skin in your bed, and apparently your pillow becomes 2/3 of its weight is dead skin after a period of time. So there you go. I don't know whether that's actually true. I've read that and it fucking turned my stomach. And that's what the bed bugs like to eat on. But now they're getting busy and eating you. Maybe they've. That you're more appealing than the dead skin. They want some of the real fucking stuff that's on your body. So yeah, well, I mean, there's another guy I read who got bit by a false widow spider, And he'd already been bit, but he saw it, and he was like shitting himself. And he got somebody to come and get it out because he didn't like spiders, but he actually had already been bit on his leg, so he was like he didn't know. All of a sudden, his leg started swelling up, and he ended up nearly having his leg taken off. It's fucking just while you're sleeping, it's a scary time. I tell you why, it's dangerous. I'm gonna have to get myself a bubble suit. Everyone's already panicking about the coronavirus. Now you're going to have to get fucking panicky about things biting you in your bed. Things that are not there for sexual sexual pleasure. They're not biting you for anything that's meant to be enjoyment. Let's put it that way. And if you get infection, imagine that. Somebody bite I'll tell you, I woke up in Egypt and bit me, a mosquito. And he started floating. He started floating, and it was like a plane trying to take off, and he couldn't take off because he couldn't take flight, is what I'm trying to say. He was going up and he was coming down, going up, coming down. I saw him. He couldn't get his. He was bald. He was twice the size as what it should be. So I splatted him up the wall. I don't like hurting anything, but that had my blood in it, and I'm having it back, even if it is all over the wall. And it made a big, massive stain on the wall. There you go. But it was a cheap place. They wouldn't have noticed it anyway. Cheap even in Egypt. Lobsters and crabs should have stunned... I'm not doing that one. I've got to get off the righteous path. Let's get on... Oh, the disgusting path. That was going to be another one. I'm going to tell you. It's about lobsters and crabs saying they feel pain. So if you eat lobsters and crabs, they're saying they should stun them before they put them in the water. Or they should just not eat them and let the lobster live its life to grow to... I think they grow really big, don't they, if you leave them alone. There's fucking some of them ones are humongous on the seabed. But they don't ever get to be that way. They've been on left the way they pull them out. They fucking drag them out, and they on the with the cages and whatnot. But anyway, I don't eat them, so I'm getting on my righteous one again with that one. But they're saying that they do feel pain. I don't know how they know that. I haven't had a chance to read it. But anyway, let's get on to something that's a bit more... I've got nothing that's funny out of any of these. I don't think any of them are humorous or part of this. There's a huge designer candle that smells of the River Thames. That means it smells of shit, if that's the case, because the River Thames is full of shit. But no, it's called, and they're selling it for £450. Who's going to buy that? That's worse than fucking Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. I think I'd buy Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina over the River Thames smell. And I would imagine that, you know, neither of them are very appealing or a very fucking a nice smell of the house. I prefer Jostics myself. I'd have to have Jostics to drown out the smell of it. It's probably worse than my aftershave even. But yeah, so if you're interested in that, you can get it. It's been created, what else is it? Also notes of red bricks and nettles. Smell of red bricks and smell of nettles. None of that is a nice smell. I wouldn't pay £450 for that. I don't think I'd spend £450 on the nicest smelling candle in the world. I've got fucking beer and having a good time to spend my £450 on, thank you, not candles. Anyway, four in 10 home workers only have crisps for lunch, with 1 in 20 admitting eating cold baked beans straight from the tin. That's a fucking council estate dinner right there. It's not a council estate dinner. It is, but there's loads of middle class people who can't cook and they eat that shit as well. I remember Jeremy Corbyn getting called out when he was doing the campaign trail. His ex-wife was printed in the paper saying that he used to come home and eat cold beans out the tin, like everybody was going to go, right, that's it, I'm not voting for that fucker, I'm voting Conservative, I can't have anybody who eats cold beans out the tin. That was their policy, and people did, thickos would actually vote on that basis. You know, he's just a guy who just fucking comes in and like can't be bothered to cook. Doesn't mean you don't fucking want to get the homeless off the streets and fucking solve people's housing problems and fucking money problems. Anyway, so if you are that person, you've been named and shamed, are you? Other ones have instant noodles. Instant noodles is always a good one, about 30p. So that's the working from home lunch. That's lazy if you're at home and you're doing that. It's all right when you're, you know, if you're home and you can just, you can, How long does it take to get that beans out of the tin and put it on a piece of fucking toast? It's more of a meal then, isn't it? But anyway, some people are too busy. They've got other shit to do. Like, what's it called? Play computer games. They need to play computer games and not be anywhere disturbed. So they grab the beans, grab a fork, back to the computer games. Each to their own. I'm not knocking it. Anyway, I'm going to finish up on one more. Because there wasn't much in the news today. What's this one? Drill happy woodpeckers have caused thousands of pounds of damage to a historic village church. I haven't even got anything to say about that. I just like the fact that drill happy woodpeckers. Made me think of Woody Woodpecker. Knocking on the wood. I like woodpeckers. I think they're fucking... there was a question whether woodpeckers get a headache. That was one of the questions scientists were trying to work out, whether woodpeckers get a headache. Well, I think they give headaches, whether they don't. I don't think they did. They come to the conclusion. Because the equivalent power of them smashing their head into the wood, if you were to do it with your head, you would fucking knock yourself out and give yourself a brain hemorrhage. Whereas they don't, and they've got a different setup. But they're giving people headaches. They're giving this fucking vicar a headache because they're drilling holes in his church roof. But anyway, that's a bit of fun. The woodpeckers are having fun. They're having that's their kind of party, headbanging. Should put some music to one of them. That would be a good YouTube video. Right, the last thing I want to finish up on then, we've been dealing with nature. Water beetles stay alive by escaping. Oh, water beetles, when they've been eaten by a predator, they stay alive by escaping through the predator's anus. That was something I found on the internet today. The water beetles stay alive by escaping through the predator's anus because they stay in the water. They try and find the water in the body and they float through the system that way and end up being able, they don't get digested and end up coming out of the anus. Imagine that. That's a fucking, what's that film? In a voice, was it, with Martin Short when he's inside... what's his name? Dennis Quaid. It's just something like that, isn't it? The water beetles had a little trip through your body, and it like a big log flume, literally, and he's flying out the other end. I don't even know if he knows what he's doing. He just finds himself in a place and starts walking, and next thing you know, he finds an exit. But it's instinct, isn't it? Maybe they're getting eaten all the time. He's like that, right? Where's the anus? Oh, here we go again. So there you go. If you ever find yourself in the jungle and a big predator comes for you, there ain't nothing big enough now to swallow you whole, but if you do, search for the anus. That's where the heart, that's like when Sylvester Stallone in First Blood, when he puts a bit of rag around a stick and lights a fire and then finds the end, goes looking around until he finds an exit. That's you looking for the anus, or that's the water beetle searching for the anus, right? That's it. That's the word I'm going to finish on. Anus. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.